Have you checked your email today? When my sister, who lives in Colorado, got a new computer a few years ago, I asked her what she named the computer. My grandson thinks computers need a boy name. However, I know a university professor who calls his computer Susie. Not sure what he named the latest computer he purchased. Does this sound a bit strange to the faithful readers of this Warm Thoughts column? Do you remember when America was referred to as a she by former President Reagan? Ships have been known as being female, steady as she goes, and she's sailing great, Captain. When it comes to computers, I am not a scientist. My grandchildren are far more computer literate than I am. So this week, I will share with you 12 signs you've had too much technology. Number 1. You've just tried to enter your password on the microwave. Number 2. You have a list of 15 phone numbers to reach your family of 3. Number 3. You call your son's cell phone to let him know it's time to eat. He emails you back from his bedroom. What's for dinner? Number 4. Your daughter sells Girl Scout cookies from her website. Number 5. You chat several times a day with a stranger from South Africa, but haven't spoken with your next door neighbor yet this year. Number 6. Your grandmother clogs up your email inbox asking you to send her a JPEG file of your newborn so she can create a screensaver. Number 7. You pull up in your own driveway and use your cell phone to see if anyone is home. Number 8. Every commercial on television has a website address at the bottom of the screen. Number 9. You buy a computer and a week later it's out of date and now sells for half the price you paid for it. Number 10. You consider second day air delivery painfully slow. Number 11. You get an extra phone line so you can get phone calls. Number 12. You start tilting your head sideways to smile. Have you had too much technology? Do you have to ask your children and grandchildren to teach you? Recently, I gave a lecture on biomedical ethics and wanted my tape recorder to tape the lecture. Just guess what happened. The battery died after the instructor introduced me. And you may also be surprised that I seem to think better typing these Warm Thoughts columns on my old IBM typewriter. More next week. Thanks for your comments and gems of thought for this weekly column. Another warm thought. Never miss the chance to read to a child a story by Max Lucado. Warm Thoughts from the Little Home on the Prairie, Over a Cup of Tea, by Dr. Luetta G. Werner. April 14th, 2005.